I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Wednesday, November 24th. 47-year-old Nicole Cazimatis of Quincy is charged with defrauding health insurance companies out of over $500,000 while she was running Fortitude Drug Addiction Counseling Center in North Quincy. Cazimatis is now being held on $1 million bail. John Costello of Quincy is charged with selling fake Adderall pills to an undercover federal investigator. Officials say Costello collected $3,400 during that drug deal at a local Whole Foods store. Investigators found drug-making materials in Costello's Willard Street home in West Quincy. Several Christmas celebrations will take place in Quincy this week. Holiday lights will be switched on in Quincy Center during family festivities on Hancock Adams Common from 5 to 7 p.m. Friday evening. Santa will helicopter into Pageant Field Saturday at noon with fun for the children. And the 68th annual Quincy Christmas Parade will step off Sunday at noon in Quincy Center and travel down Hancock Street to North Quincy High School. And the 89th annual Thanksgiving Day football game between Quincy and North Quincy High School will take place Thursday at 10 a.m. at Veterans Memorial Stadium. The game and the parade will both be carried live on QATV. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Wednesday, November 24th.